As you might have heard, heat records are breaking all around the world, from the Mediterranean to South Asia. Most recently, records fell in the Pacific Northwest and Western Canada.
Across British Columbia, residents are dealing with a record-breaking heat wave.
17 temperature records fell on Saturday, with heat advisories sprawling over much of Western Canada.
This is not a usual May. This is not even an abnormally dry May. This is something exceptional.
A few places saw temperatures in the mid-90s. For context, that's about 20 to 25 degrees Fahrenheit above normal.
Today we're talking about heat. It's nearly summer in the Northern Hemisphere, and with climate change, today's hot summers will be among the coolest of the rest of our lives. I'm Scientific American's Earth and Environment editor, Andrea Thompson.
I'm Kelso Harper, a SciEm multimedia editor, and you're listening to Science Quickly. So, Andrea, first things first. How does a heat wave even happen?
Heat waves happen when a high-pressure system parks itself over an area for several days. Under these systems, air sinks, which keeps clouds from forming. And if you don't have clouds in the sky, that means the sun can really bake the surface. Imagine getting into your car after it's been sitting in the sun, and you get the picture.
Right, and this can be really dangerous. In June of 2021, a particularly strong heat wave in the same area contributed to hundreds of deaths.
With climate change, heat waves like this are happening more often, they're lasting longer, and they're likely to become more intense as time goes on.
And heat records are more likely to be broken, and in some cases, completely shattered. Normally, heat records are broken by a few tenths of a degree. But last week in Canada, near Hudson Bay, which still is covered in winter ice, a heat record was broken by a huge 7 degrees Celsius, or more than 12 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperature shot up 40 degrees Fahrenheit over the average.
But a heat wave doesn't have to set records to feel miserable, especially in places like the Pacific Northwest, where air conditioning isn't as prevalent and where people are less adjusted to heat. And at times of the year, like May, when people aren't expecting them.
Heat waves are also particularly tough on the elderly, young children, and people with health conditions like asthma or heart disease.
And it's not just the soaring high temperatures of the day that pose a problem. Higher nighttime temperatures mean people don't have a chance to cool down, particularly if they lack air conditioning.